Thank you, Jesus. The Isle of Patmos. Many of you feel isolated. You feel boxed in. You feel like, well, nobody really, really understands me the way I think they do. And half the time, you think you're going crazy. Half the time, you're like, oh, I must be double-minded because I'm talking to myself. I don't know whether I'm going to come. I want to do this. I want to do that. And God's like, no, no, you're not losing your mind. You're not double-minded. I'm actually talking to you. I'm actually making you crazy because you got to be crazy in order to hear from me because I'm going to make you do some crazy things. You got to be just a little bit crazy to really obey the true spirit and the voice of the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Because many of us follow God halfway. We follow him to the point where we feel like, oh, you know, well, I'm following to this point to the effect that, well, I only do half of what he said. I ain't doing all that because that's going to make me look crazy, God. And that's just what God wants you. God wants you in a place where you look absolutely ridiculous. And when that flesh get embarrassed, miracles come. The supernatural comes. But it's only when you step out of the boat, when you step out of your comfort zone, and when you understand that John, because he was witnessing about Jesus Christ, they got tired of his mouth. And the emperor threw him in a cauldron of boiling hot oil. Do you know that this man kept preaching inside of the boiling hot oil? He was supposed to be singed and burned to death. But when they threw him in the oil, he continued preaching without avail. He continued preaching without stopping in hot boiling oil. They threw this man in a giant pot of oil. You don't hear me. And he continued to preach the gospel. He continued to prophesy. I don't care what happens. Don't ever let the enemy shut your mouth. The enemy's job is to shut you down. Because every time you open your mouth, God arrives. When you are a prophet, when you open your mouth, God shows up when you open your mouth. It's just like a pop-up book. All you got to do is open it, and there it is. Jesus, you're not waiting on God. God is waiting on you. God is waiting on you. God is waiting. Why are you making him wait? You running from the hell you're going through. And I got good news. If you're going through, you're coming out. You can't go through without coming out. That's the only way out, going through. We all sing that song all the time. You can't go over, you can't go under, can't go around them. You might as well go through. You know, everybody sings, you must come in at the door. But the door is tribulation. The door is persecution. The door is not having stuff your way. The door is the Isle of Patmos. Jesus, 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 Jesus. So they said, okay, this man is not dying. We're just going to have to kill him. Put him out there with no food, no water. Put him out on the Isle of Patmos and drop him off. And when they found him, guess what? He was still alive. You are a survivor. What other people need to survive, you don't need. What other people need to get their breakthrough, you don't need. You don't need half the songs you think you need for a breakthrough in your worship time. You don't need half the little books you think you need. If you would just get in God's presence saying, God, have your way. God could come and do wonders with you. He could reveal stuff in you you've never heard, you've never seen, that has never entered into the hearts of men. But it will be revealed by his spirit if you allow him to do a great work in and through you. Let's keep reading. It says, I was in the spirit and all that pain. Woo! When you ignore the pain. So you know what? I feel this, but I don't have to fulfill it. I don't have to manifest it. I don't have to even give it a praise by saying, this hurts so bad. Oh, God, I'm going through so much pain. You keep going anyhow, anyway, in spite of, because of, you just keep going. You don't stop. Oh, come on. I'm like baby's kids. We don't die. We multiply. Come on, somebody. But verse 10 says, I was in the spirit. Somebody said I was in the spirit. Wrapped in his power on the Lord's day. When is the Lord's day? Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, all day, Sunday. It's so nice to be with Jesus. It's so nice. Okay, let's throw that in there. And I heard behind me a great voice Like the calling of a war trumpet. Like the calling of a shofar. Like the calling of the voice of God. Saying, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last. Write promptly or quickly what you see, your vision in a book, and send it to the seven churches which are in Asia, to Ephesus and to Smyrna and to Pergamum and to Thyatira and to Sardis and to Philadelphia and to Laodicea. Then I turned to see whose was the voice that was speaking to me. And on turning, I saw seven golden lampstands. You know, after you come out of your place of pain, the first person to greet you is the Alpha and the Omega. See, you want a throne room experience without the Isle of Patmos. You want to tap revelation and tap the power and go to the glory and go where God is without tapping the pain. This has to go through death in order for you to experience heaven. No flesh and blood can enter in that place. So, it's either got to die to you or you got to die to it. But either way, a death is required for you to tap the true spirit and the presence of the Lord. And there is an apostolic and a prophetic realm of glory in the spirit that God is opening up and God is revealing, and that he is waiting to undisclose and to disclose on his sons, disclosing on those that would have an ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. So I say to you this day, to unstop your ears, to take the blindness off of your heart, to let the scales fall from your eyes. Let it fall from you. It's time to tap revelation. It's time to tap afresh. It's time for you to get a fresh word. I know you've been operating in ministry, but it's time for a fresh word. It's time for a fresh infilling. It's time for a fresh dip. It's time for a new experience. Your old testimony ain't doing it. What is God doing? Is he doing anything else? Woo. Lord have mercy, what are you going through right now? Not just what you're going through, but what are you going through for the sake of the gospel? What have you laid down? What have you given up? What have you been saved from? I'm saved. What have you been saved from? The first thing you got to be saved from is death, hell, and the grave. Lord have mercy. And when you understand that when you meet Jesus in this realm on the Isle of Patmos, say, I could be talking about my bills. I could be talking about baby mama drama. I could be talking about my hunger pains. I could be talking about I'm divorced and I lost my job and I'm struggling on drugs and now I'm homeless and people done turned against me and nobody will support me and nobody calls me and everybody hates me and nobody likes me. I might as well eat some worms. But when you stop singing your swan, when you stop singing your sad, sad story, and you go beyond that and say, you know what? I know this is going on, but I determined to tap the supernatural. Let me tell you something. I am sitting in a place right now that I have not paid 1 cent for. And what I love about God, I'm sitting in a place for free. Give you a little testimony. The lights that you see in this video should be off right now. But because of God, you don't understand. When you don't have the money, God makes people pay your bills. God, see, listen here. God don't have your money. You ain't the money finna fall out the sky. He said, pressed down, shaking together, running over. Shall men give into your bosom. The men got it. Whatever you got, somebody else got. So you just waiting on the transfer. And the transfer happens after you get anointed. And once you get anointed and recognize that you're a son, then the people that have what you have, it becomes a curse in their hands and they give it to you. And it becomes your blessing. Oh God. Oh God. And you babysit that anointing until they get up out of their position. Yee. 13. And in the midst of the lampstands, one like a son of man, clothed with a robe which reached to his feet, and with a girdle of gold about his breast. His head and his hair were white like white wool, as white as snow, and his eyes flashed like the flame of fire. His feet glow like burnished bright bronze as it is refined in a furnace. And his voice was like the sound of many waters. In his right hand he held 7 stars. And from his mouth there came forth a sharp two-edged sword. And his face was like the sun shining in full power at midday. When I saw him, I fell at his feet as if what? Dead. But he laid his right hand on me. Woo, glory. And said, do not be afraid. I am the first and the last. I remember having experience on the threshing floor. Hallelujah. On Airways Boulevard when God called me into the office of the apostle. And I died in that room. I lost all breathing, everything. The people can tell you, I lost all of that. And when I came to, Jesus was right there. And when I saw that scripture right there, my baby, my spirit leaped. Because he put his hand on me and he said, it's okay. I know what you've been through. I know it's okay. You lost your father. I know it's okay. You've been spit on. I know it's okay. You've had all those blackouts, those 17 blackouts. I understand. You lost half the brain cells in your head. I know you come through some mighty trials. I know you walk 19 miles and beyond in darkness. I know you've been run off the road. I know you've been persecuted. I know what you've been through. I know what you come up against. But thanks be to God who causes us, thank you Jesus, to triumph. You better thank God. Listen, what has shown up to kill you, I'm telling you right now, it can't do it. You can't die until your assignment is complete. I prohibit you from death. Death can't even visit you. It can't come nowhere near you. You got a destiny. I'm speaking to the hearts of your people, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody need to tell God thank you. Thank him for the tribulation. Thank him for the test. There is no testimony without a test. We want the end of God without the beginning. In the beginning, it was a void. It was empty. But when the Spirit moves upon the face of your waters, then God speaks and he says, let there be. I speak a let there be in your life. I speak a let there be in your anointing. I speak a fresh word in your mouth. Man of God, woman of the Most High God, understand and know God has, truly has his hands on you. My God, we'll be right back.